Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the $3 Down podcast. Good Lord, dude. Episode 98. Yes, we're trucking on along. Not too shabby at all. We finished up a normal stream earlier today. We played some more Elden Ring. We're probably going to be playing that for a little bit, for a good little while, at least until I figure out what else I want to do. Right now, Elden Ring is pretty fun, and it's got my undivided attention. So for now, we're just going to be playing Elden Ring. Plus, we have the randomizer. It's spicing things up a little bit, making things a bit interesting. We haven't been struggling on anything so far in Elden Ring, so that's good. That's good. But for now, we're going to be sticking with Elden Ring. It's been pretty fun. And when we were streaming earlier today, somebody came in the chat and mentioned how they were eating Takis, the chips, Takis, with hot sauce. Because, in their words, normal Takis were too mild. What? That's incredible. How? How can you even think that, dude? Like, out of all the hot chips, like hot Cheetos, hot fries, the hot puffs, the lemon lime, hot Cheetos, stuff like that. Out of all those types of chips, Takis is like number one for me in terms of hotness, in terms of spiciness. I cannot eat a bag of Takis in one sitting. Everything else, everything I just listed, I can eat in one sitting. You probably, you know, shouldn't eat those in one sitting, but I can. I can do it if I wanted to. Takis. See, the problem with Takis, it's not that they're just really spicy. Like, that's an issue with it in and of itself. But the problem with Takis lies in how they are, just how they're made, you know, and the construction of the Takis. They are very crunchy. They're very crunchy and jagged chip. It's very hard, very crunchy. And my problem is, when I'm eating it, it's like the coating of it as well is like so abrasive. When I'm eating it, it's like turning my tongue raw. It's literally like rubbing my tongue raw. And it's so hard to eat because when you bite into it and you look at it, it literally looks like a weapon. It literally looks like a shank because of how jagged it is. You bite into it, and it's just like devastating your mouth, dude. So then you got the spiciness as well. You got a whole bunch of like little mini slices on your tongue and your gums all over the place now. And now the spiciness is also getting into the grooves of those cuts, the newly formed cuts. The spiciness is really like delving into it, engraving itself within the cuts, and it's making it even worse, dude. That's the problem with Takis. It's not the spiciness by itself. It's everything else, the way it's made, the texture of it, the crunchiness of it. It's like a whole fiesta of nonsense. And he said it was mild. He said he needed more heat. That's incredible. How, dude? I mean, like, even barring what I said, even if it wasn't like crunchy and very jagged or whatever, it's still like a very spicy chip. It's still like number one for me in terms of spiciness. So I don't understand how somebody can say that that's mild. Like, that's insane, dude. That's, Takis is very hot. I don't, like, someone would have to give me Takis for me to eat them. I will never go out of my way to buy a bag of Takis just because it's like a chore to eat. You know what I mean? That's like the same deal with incredibly spicy food. I mean, I'm trying to enjoy my food, you know, not sit there sweating buckets going like, oh my God, trying to take a swig of water after every single bite because it's so spicy. I'm not doing all that, dude. I just want to sit down, relax, enjoy my meal without like fucking having my mouth on fire. It's the same deal, dude. Takis is just a challenge to eat, and I'd really have to be in a mood, or someone would have to give me a bag of Takis for me to eat it. I will never go out of my way to buy Takis. Hot Cheetos, those are fine, dude. Those are fine. The problem with hot Cheetos, it's kind of the same like with Takis, and the way they're shaped, they're very jagged as well. They're not like sharp or anything, but they're just like jagged. They're kind of jagged, but it's not that big of a deal because at least in the bags that I get, they're never really like long to the point where it would be dangerous to kind of eat. You know what I mean? They're always like very small little pieces of hot Cheetos, never really long pieces like Takis are, where it can really do some damage. So they're really, by the time it could probably cause damage, it's already crunched up and fucking mush at that point. So hot Cheetos isn't hot. Hot Puffs, they're not hot. Hot Puffs is very good because it's not crunchy. Well, it's not super crunchy. It's not sharp or anything. It's not jagged and it's not spicy. It's not, well, I mean, it's you know, it's hot, but it's not crazy spicy where it's a chore to eat. You know what I mean? Hot fries, Chester's hot fries, in my opinion, are the absolute best because they're not too jagged. They're not sharp. They're easy to eat. And it has just a hint of heat, just a hint of heat. It's not overbearing. It's not making you sweat. It's not a chore to eat. You can comfortably and consciously eat it with ease and in a relaxing state. You know what I mean? Hot Cheetos, I mean, Chester's hot fries, in my opinion, are the absolute best in terms of those hot chips right there that I listed. Those are the absolute best. I'd probably rank them in my top three, probably Chester's hot fries, the hot puffs, than the hot Cheetos, like normal hot Cheetos, like the lemon, or I guess lime hot Cheetos. Those are fine as well. It's pretty much just the same thing as normal hot Cheetos, but with lime added to it. But those get kind of thickening to eat, like the limeness. I don't know how to describe it. Like I can eat a bag of those, you know, like one of those tiny little lunch bags. I can eat one of those and that's about it before the lime starts getting to me. I don't know how to describe it. It's just like after a bag, it's kind of sickening to eat. The lime is, and I don't know what's up with it, but I mean, if it's just one bag, it's fine. Any more than that, I can't eat anymore. Not because it's spicy or anything, but something with the lime, it's like ugh, you know what I mean? So those are probably my top three: the hot fries, the hot puffs, and the normal hot Cheetos. Takis, nah. The chore to eat makes my tongue raw and numb, and anything I eat afterwards I can barely taste because my tongue is now numb and raw. So it's a no-go, dude. It's an absolute no-go for that. I don't know what that guy was talking about. For dude, there is something attached to my foot right now. There is a cord like wrapped around my foot. I'm trying to shake it off. Get the fuck off. Okay, there we go. Christ, won the world. But it is what it is, though, dude. Some people just have different tolerances for spiciness, but I guess mine's is pretty low. Good lord, dude. And I had some Wingstop for dinner today. I literally just got back from picking it up like an hour ago, I think. Maybe an hour and a half ago. Okay, this is choking me out. I had my headphones around my neck. They are choking me out. Jesus Christ. I had to take that off. Good lord. But I went to go pick up some Wingstop. I order it online because if you order it online, they never get your order wrong. At least the one I always pick up from. Before that, I used to always call it in. No matter what, they would always get something wrong. And I guess that's just like a lack of proper communicating, I suppose. Or they are mishearing what I am saying. Or maybe I accidentally said something wrong when I thought I said something right. You can't really mess up when ordering online. And I've been ordering online for about 3 months now, and not once have they ever gotten my order wrong. It's always right, no matter how large the order is. If I order it through the app, it is always right. I went there today, and I picked it up, drove back, and when I was getting out of my car, I noticed the bag was like just greasy. Like the entire bag was just greasy, greasy, greasy. And usually it's not like that. Maybe you might get a little bit of grease on the side of the bag, but I'm talking the entire bag. I lifted it up and I felt it. And then I looked at my floor mat in my car and I noticed it had like a sheen on it, just a nice layer of grease there. And I was like, oh boy. Uh-oh, dude. That can mean one thing. They fucked up and turned that shit upside down or put it on its side. Or that the fries are upside down or some nonsense. So I took it in the house and I opened it up and lo and behold, the fries were upside down for some reason. And the boxes were like on their side. On their side. The fries were upside down. And when I opened it up, they almost fell out. But I caught it at the last second and just like pushed the fries up against the bag and just flipped the bag back over. But the boxes that the wings come in, those were straight up on their side. And you know, there's always like some liquid in there from the sauce, from whatever sauce you get. And that was all just spilling out the side, dude. The hot sauce, and like the, I guess the oil from the, what's it called? Garlic Parmesan. That's what it is. The oil from it was just spilling out the side, dude. All the wings were like jumbled up together. Usually they have them divided. They were all jumbled up together. And when I ate them, they didn't taste too good, dude. They did not taste too good. And it's kind of crazy because Wingstop is pretty expensive, straight up. Like the order consisted of two 10-piece boxes and two fries. That's it. Two regular fries. There's only two sizes you could choose from for fries, regular or large. Two regular fries and two 10-piece boxes. And they cost me almost $40. It was $36 for that. $36, dude. Wingstop is very fucking expensive. And they did not taste too good. I'm not going to lie. At least my box, I bought them for somebody else, but I didn't ask them how they enjoyed it or anything. I just let them eat their food. And, but for me, mine's, dude, it was not too good. Like all the wings were like little fucking baby chicken wings. I don't know where they got them from, but literally it was like less than half the size of my fucking pinky finger. And they just weren't coated in the sauce properly. Like I ordered original hot and garlic Parmesan. The original hot, they were like barely tossed in the sauce. They were kind of dry. There was like for hot wings, I like it to be saucy. You know what I mean? I'm trying to make a mess. I don't want it to be clean and dry. I don't care. I know what I'm eating and I know what I'm getting into. I want it to be messy. It was very dry, the hot wings. It's incredible. And then the garlic Parmesan, it was where was the garlic? Where was the Parmesan? Both of those were non-existent. They were like coated in just grease and oil, but I saw no Parmesan and it didn't taste anything like garlic. It just tasted like normal chicken wings, just very greasy chicken wings, just plain chicken wings, dude. It was crazy. Like, and I knew they tried to put garlic parmesan on it because I saw little flakes of Parmesan in the box, but none of the wings were like coated in it at all. They were just greasy. So those were very dry as well, very greasy. They weren't coated in Parmesan or garlic at all. I did not have a good time with it. And it's a pretty good distance away from my house, so I was really kind of upset. Probably gonna have to take a break from Wingstop for a good bit because they're pretty pricey. This isn't the first time I was disappointed with it. It's kind of frequent now. It's happening quite a bit. The only good thing were their fries. Their fries were really good, I'm not gonna lie. I always order it with ranch. Their ranch is like, I don't know what in God's name they put in their ranch, but their ranch is perfect. Literally the best cup of ranch anywhere, honestly. I could eat them with anything, dude. The fries, you dip the fries in the ranch. Oh my God. Good Lord, dude. I don't know what they put in their ranch, but it is crazy good. Crazy good. I will say that. The fries and the ranch were the only redeeming parts of that meal. The wings themselves were pretty horrendous. The way it came was horrendous. Grease all over the place. My car floor mats are now very greasy. I didn't even want to clean it up. I just left it because I was so damn tired. And I was like, My God, dude, it's just rough. Now, speaking of that, now I got to go clean it out because I kind of forgot about it up until this point. Now I got to go down there and clean it out before it gets even worse. Jesus Christ, I should have just cleaned it right then and there, dude. But I was just so tired and so hungry. I just wanted to come up and eat. But I'll go down there later and clean it out. Good Lord, dude. But it's a shame. It's a shame. I think I'm going to have to give them a break because they're screwing up. I'm not going to lie. There's not a lot of good wing places near me, I will say. Like, there's some, you know, like mom and pop wing shops, stuff like that, but not too good, to be honest. I've tried them, and they're really not that good. There's not a lot of good chicken wing spots I can go to out here, so you know what I might have to do? I might have to make my own. But chicken wings are pretty expensive even in the stores nowadays, so I don't know about that, dude. Might just have to take a break on chicken wings, period. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to, considering they're so damn good. They're just so powerful, dude. Does anyone else get, like, kind of uncomfortable whenever their parents say, "No, I don't want anything to eat. I'm good." I hate when they say that. Like, I hate when they do that. Whenever I go out to get something to eat, I always ask my parents, "Hey, I'm going to this place. Do you want something from this place?" "No. No, I don't. Thanks for asking." And I'm like, "Are you sure? I notice you haven't eaten anything all day." They said, "Nah, I'm good." I just don't feel right going somewhere and picking something up just for me to eat. It just doesn't feel... It just feels weird, you know what I mean? When you finally get a car and you have your own money and you can go, if you want like McDonald's, you could go get some McDonald's, you know? If you want some Wingstop, you can go and drive and get some Wingstop. But it seems, it's always so weird when I go and just pick something up by myself, for myself. I always ask them if they want something. They always say no, not always. Sometimes they say yes. But when they say no, it always just... It doesn't sit well with me, you know? It feels like, damn, I feel like this is kind of a waste of time just for me. I can't enjoy this good food with my entire family. It's always, it imbues a strange feeling within me. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know if anyone else feels like that, but whenever I go out and they say no, then I start to get, like, doubts. Like, should I go? Should I even go? I kind of don't even want to go anymore, you know? It's weird. Very strange. Yo, Chief, thanks for stopping by, Mr. Dismount. Appreciate it, my good sir. How's it going, man? Thank you. But it's very strange. It's very strange. Again, for the people that may be listening on audio only, I am live on twitch.tv. And there are people that come in the chat every so often. So if you hear me say some random things... That's why. Jesus. But thanks for stopping by, Chieftain. Appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, my God. Well, let's see, dude. You know, I got these headphones a few days ago, these new ones. These things scared the shit out of me. Apparently, they get connected to some Corsair nonsense called IQ or whatever. I was looking at the box earlier, and I forgot that was a feature of the headphones, so I installed the IQ mess, and these things do fucking light up pretty well. I mean, it is literally called like the RGB HS80 something. I didn't know they lit up like that, and it has like a voice as well that scared the shit out of me because it's so loud. There's something up with these headphones, I'm telling you, man. They're like abnormally loud. There's like this girl that talks to you whenever it's getting too low or whenever it's charging, and I like enabled it for a split second, and it had like voice lines queued up, and it screamed at me that it is currently charging, what level it's at, that the lights are on. I'm like, what is happening, dude? What is this noise? Because it was literally so loud, I could not believe it, dude. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy, man. Jesus. That's a pretty cool feature, but I find it kind of annoying, so I disabled it. It was a bit too much, dude. It's telling you, like, it's like spamming it, you know what I mean? So I had to take it easy. It was rough, Chief. It was rough. Very loud. Very loud. I'm telling you, these have good sound quality, but damn, they're like really loud at times. Really loud. Everything I listen to, it has to be like very quiet or else my ears are going to get blown up. It's rough, man. Sorry about that. But it is very rough. Good Lord. They still sound good, though. And I will say the RGB lights are pretty cool, but even Corsair recommends that you have them off to maximize the battery life. So, I mean, it's not like I'm even looking at the headset when I have it on my head. So it doesn't really matter to me, you know? So I just turn them off. Still looks pretty cool even with them off. So, I mean, it is what it is. But if I'm not going to look at it, there's no point in having them on. Might as well save that battery power, I suppose. It is what it is. Granted, this thing does charge pretty quickly anyways, but... well, maybe not. This thing dies really fast. They said this thing has up to 20 hours of battery life. There's no way. There's no way. I just charged this thing up and it's already at like half battery power. It tells you on the headset. It's got three levels. It's got green, yellow, and red. Red is obviously when it's close to dying. This thing is at yellow already. I just charged it up, dude. That's incredible. 20 hours of life? There's no way. Absolutely no way. That's horseradish. Horseradish. Granted, it does last a long time, but 20 hours? I don't know about that, man. Because when I ended my stream, it was blinking red. That's when I charged it up. When my stream from before, my earlier stream, ended, it was blinking bright red. So it was almost dead. And I didn't, like, leave it unplugged or anything all night. I charged it up beforehand, and it was green when we started the stream. And I only streamed for about 3.5 hours. Maybe it was because it's, like, constant sound going through it, because we were, you know, playing a game. Maybe that's why. But, like, I don't know, dude. Still, that seems pretty short. Granted, I don't have a problem with the cord or anything. I still like the wireless nonsense, though. But 20 hours? Yeah. 20 hours if you don't listen to anything, I guess, maybe. That could be a possibility, but I mean, you're not listening to things with your headset. What are you using the headset for, you know? So, it is what it is. And you know what got me feeling really happy today? There was somebody who left a comment on one of the podcast episodes on YouTube, and they said, "I cannot believe that the podcast is back. I can't believe it." Or no, I got it queued up. I can tell you exactly what he said. He said, "Let's go." He said, "Let's go," with a bunch of O's at the end of it, dude. And then he came into the stream like a few streams ago, and he was like, "I can't believe that the podcast episodes are back. I'm so happy that they're back, and it makes me feel so good that there are people out there that enjoy the podcast. You know, it might not be a lot of people. Might not be a lot, and that's fine, you know? But there was somebody out there who was waiting for the podcast to come back, because before I started doing them again, the last episode was back in January 2nd of this year. That was the last one before we started doing them again, like this past week. The last one we did was all the way back in January, so he was waiting. He was waiting, and I recognized this guy. He would always come in the stream when I was just playing games or whatever, and he was like, "So when is that podcast coming back? Ever thought about doing more episodes of that podcast?" And I was like, maybe one of these days. I haven't really given it much thought. And then I finally pulled the trigger, and he was still there. He was very excited that they were back, and that makes me feel good, dude. That makes me feel all warm inside, you know what I mean? So that's nice. That's nice. There is somebody out there that enjoys the podcast, and that's good enough for me, dude. But I'm going to go ahead and call it today. It's getting pretty late. It's almost 11 o'clock. But this was fun. This was fun. Big thanks to everyone who stopped by. And again, we are live on twitch.tv. We stream these episodes every time I record them. We are live. You can catch these streams at twitch.tv/bullrealdevotee. I also upload these episodes to YouTube as well, so you can watch me and watch the chat of the stream as well on youtube.com/bullrealdevotee. And they also go up on a whole bunch of streaming platforms like Spotify and Overcast and Apple Podcast, all that mess. But I'm done. I also have a TikTok, by the way. I gotta promote everything. TikTok is the same as my Twitch name and YouTube name. Boril Devotee. Not too shabby. The TikTok is popping off, so if you want to follow that, it is there. But that's going to be it for me today. Mr. Dismount, we're leaving, Chief. Sorry, my good sir. There's no BRB. There's only GTG. We got to go, man. We got to go. But big thanks to everyone who stopped by. Everyone who's listening, very much appreciated. Thank you very much. We'll see when the next one will be, dude. We shall see. We're almost at the big 100. I got something planned for the big 100. No, I don't. I lied. I'm sorry. I don't have anything planned for it, at least not right now. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking of things I could do for the big 100. But right now I'm drawing blanks. The only thing I can think of is making an hour-long episode. I've never had an hour-long podcast episode before. So that's really about the only thing I'm thinking of, because I can't really get a guest on. Everyone that I wanted to be on has declined. So who knows, dude? We'll find out. But I'm done. Thank you all again. Have a good one, and goodbye.